is it live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
Yeah, okay. You out of your mind? What are you doing?
Thank you, dummies.
Amp Radio.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you, as ever, by the Amp Radio Network. I am joined, ladies and gentlemen, this evening by the usual cast of characters. Thank God. Before I bring them in, let me give you the breakdown of the fight cards and where they'll be held. So UFC Fight Night 155 will be held July 13th, 2019 in the Golden One Center in the SAC, Sacramento, California. And Bellator 224 will be held the day before, July 12th, 2019 at the Windstar World Casino in the granddaddy of them all, Sackerville, Oklahoma. That's right. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, this event will take place on the Paramount Network and DAZN. DJ Tony, let's go ahead and bring in that usual cast of characters, as I said, because I know the First Lady of Amp Radio has a few stories for us this evening, because, again, she was live and direct last weekend. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, after we get into these two cards and do a spotlight for the night, we will also get into a little Amp Radio rewind and get a little story from Pammy from North Carolina. Cue her music, DJ Tony.
Hey.
The Sam show is in full effect.
Oh, my goodness. I am still tired from my trip. Oh, my goodness.
No doubt. You always are at this on a Thursday after a big red, white, white night.
You know what I decided? We all need to go together because it sucks that I'm the only one that goes to the fight.
I
so
agree
you
100%,
all need to get
Pammy.
But we need to go. That would be so much fun if we all went together.
Yeah. All right, Pammy, as I mentioned, let's move right ahead onto the big boss man himself. That's right, the original B-boy. It's Tony time, bitches.
Hey, DJ!
Proteus, the Pam, Sam, and Angelo. I can definitely get behind that.
Oh, my God.
To the star of the show himself, Marco Fumueco, brother.
Marco from Waco, brother. So much better. You see the flow there? It's so much better. I'm going to put a little bit of cold water on the getting together for a live event with Pam. Because of my eye condition, I don't go to live events anymore because I cannot see shit. So,
but we can go to you.
Yeah.
We can go to him.
No, the last event that I went to was... like I said, Anthony Pettis, Rafael Dos Anjos, where my daughter was conceived, and I haven't been in a live event since, and that was 2015. Blasphemy! Let's talk some MMA.
Let's talk some MMA. That's exactly right, Marco. Thank you very much. All right, so DJ Tony, let's go ahead and throw it in the music. The women's bantamweight division we go. As Marco was mentioning, the main event, maybe not the people's main event, Jermaine Durandamy versus your girl, Aspen Ladd. Number one versus number four in the bantamweight division. Marco, I'll give you the odds as they stand right now. Jermaine Durandamy at a plus 150. And Aspen Ladd in the favorite position at a minus 170. Marco, what you got going on here in the main event?
I don't like those odds. Those odds mean that Jermaine Durandamy is a winner. She's a more experienced fighter. She is, whether you like it or not, the former featherweight champion. She has fought the who's who division. Yet she can be a little bit quirky sometimes, but I mean, the girl is a legit freaking kickboxing champion. And her grandmother is not too shabby either. I mean, Aspen Ladd is good, don't get me wrong, but experience-wise and as a quality of fighter, I think if you want to get some good money this weekend, put it on Jermaine Durandamy. I like the Sox forehead if you want to make some money. I'm going to pick Jermaine Durandamy on a unanimous decision, 49-46, not because she's not really a knockout artist, but she knows how to outpoint people. So give me Jermaine Durandamy with the freaking decision win.
Tammy, okay. What you got going on here in the main event? You heard the odds. You heard what Marco had to say. You know, we all think that maybe Durandamy is the most talented fighter. You prove us wrong, yeah?
You know what? I'm down with those odds. You know what? I just she's injury prone, or says she's injury prone. She keeps breaking her arm.
Durandamy,
or says she keeps breaking her arm. She has won 8 of her last 10. Although her last KO was in 2016, her last 2 wins have come by decision. She's a Muay Thai boxing, kickboxing person that doesn't like to fight for a title. And we're looking at Aspen Ladd, man. Little Aspen Ladd, 24-5-6, 66-inch reach versus Jermaine, 71-inch reach. Man, please make weight, please make weight, please make weight. I am looking at her. I mean, this little girl... boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and jiu-jitsu. She has 5 KOs, 1 sub, and 2 decisions. I am pulling for this little girl to whoop some ass. And I am picking her by a KO. And this is a 5-rounder. I am taking her.
Hang on, give me a drum roll.
You know what? I'm going with the 2nd-round TKO. How about that?
Alternative facts.
You said KO.
The last time the big Mendoza was TKO was by Amanda Nunes, and that was in 2014.
The last time, let me see. Yeah, let me see. Her last loss was to Amanda Nunes, yeah. But.
Marco is feisty tonight. I tell you what.
Yeah, he's feisty. That's all right.
But
I can get feistier.
I just put it up.
Aspen Ladd's last loss was never Cindy Calvillo in 2014.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll talk about that later. But you know what? Truthfully,
right,
I think you know, that's what's up with that. All right. So Aspen Ladd making weight, 2nd round KO.
And you keep referring to her as this little girl, but like you just said, you hope she makes weight.
Five,
so she can't be that little. I said,
no, I mean,
never
like
mind.
I said, 24 to me
let's
is like a little girl. She's, moving
let's
on.
Move on. DJ Tony. It's a feisty show, and we're only 12 minutes in. What you got going on in the main event, brother?
You know what? I agree with both of them. So shout out to the feisty people. Here's the thing. Jermaine Durandamy, apparently she's 35 years old. Dude, she is the oldest 35-year-old I've seen in MMA.
What?
Like, seriously, she is, like, old.
She's going to be the former champions and title contenders.
I tell you, Marco is on fire tonight.
She's not good at beating, apparently, airplane flights and UFC doctors because she'll run from those. But here's the thing, though. Aspen Ladd is a very healthy 24-year-old.
Wow.
And by the way, it's not called Sacramento. It's not called the Sac, just Sac. Aspen Ladd, guys, she's no joke. The problem is this is too fast, too soon. And we've said this all along. I thought she was going to lose to Evinger. She beat Tanya Evinger. I got to give it to Jermaine. Jermaine Durandamy just knows how to fight. I think she's going to take out Aspen Ladd in the 2nd, maybe with a kick, maybe with a punch. And Aspen Ladd is no joke, guys. She will be a champ one day, God, you know, fearing, of course, any injury. I'm taking Jermaine Durandamy.
All right, guys. So I think that Marco is trying to prove the good points here. I mean, you know, Jermaine Durandamy 8-3-0 against, of course, Aspen Ladd 7-0-0. I think, Marco, you're kind of correct here in this one. I think we're kind of rushing Aspen Ladd into something, but I think that she needs it. Okay, guys, I think this is the next logical step for a talent such as Aspen Ladd, especially as we were speaking earlier on before we went on the air, DJ Tony, that this division is kind of light. And maybe we've gotten rid of some of our stars for reasons that we shouldn't have, or possible stars. Anyways, I digress. Jermaine has got the height and the reach advantage, as Pam said, and if she's able to use that height and reach advantage against the shorter, you know, probably faster, looking to wrestle, probably Aspen Ladd, then I think she'll have success, and I do think that she'll have success, TJ Tony. I don't think that she's going to get Aspen Ladd out of there quickly because I think Aspen Ladd is, like you guys said, young, and I won't say that saying, DJ Tony, don't try and you make me say it.
Oh, my
I think
God,
that
I was
she's,
thinking the same thing.
Right. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
She's young, but I think, again, like you said, Marco, I think maybe maybe one fight too soon to move her up here, but I think logical choice. I'm going to take Geranda Mee as well. I'm going to take her by probably fourth round TKO. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens faster either, guys. Go ahead, Marco.
Can we agree that because Amanda Nunes has obliterated every single one of her competition, and they are hoping that she gets the rematch with Cyborg to obliterate her again, that this is kind of sort of like a stay in place to see who's going to be next for her when she decides to defend the 135 title again? Because
I totally agree.
Yeah, I think maybe we'll get into that in the next segment, though, Marco, because we're going to talk about, MMA Rewind. We're going to talk about all that stuff in the next segment. So just save that for a minute, Marco, and we'll get back to that, okay?
No problem.
Okay, so, Marco, let's start with you because I know that your spotlight fight of the night is going to be in this UFC Fight Night 155. Can anybody else put their hands up if their spotlight fight of the night is on this particular card? Pam, is it your spotlight fight of the night on this card
right
as well?
Here.
Yes, mine is.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get all three of you to give your spotlight fights of the night like we did the last time we did this kind of action, and then because mine is on the Bellator card. So let's move to the spotlight fight of the night. Marco, let's throw to you, brother.
The 2-minute event of this card, Uriah Faber versus Richard Simon. I don't know why this is not the main event. I guess Uriah didn't want to have a fight rounder after a 2-year layoff. But,
since he's retired?
Retired. You know, MMA retirements, you have to believe it until they actually happen.
Yeah.
But
you need the KO pillow. That's what you need for MMA retirements.
But,
oh my God.
I do not like this fight for Uriah Faber as much as I like the guy. I met him personally. He's the coolest guy ever. And on his prime, he was one of the best freaking lightweight fighters on the planet. 2 years out, man, and Ricky Simon is no joke. You know, it's up and coming. I know the sentimental guy on me wants Uriah Faber to win. I don't think he's going to get annihilated because he's very good, even at 40 years old. But his priorities are not on fighting, man. I mean, he's a family man now. He got all his other side business. And it's like 2-year layoff, man. I mean, it's a lot of things that are on the mental side are going against Uriah. He's going to make a good shot of himself, but I think he's losing a close decision to Ricky Simon's
29-28. I got you, Marco. Okay, Pammy, your spotlight fight of the night is also on this card, UFC Fight Night 155, so why don't you go ahead and give us to that now. Us to that
the
now.
Music
of course.
Marvin Vettori, Cesar Ferreira. Keep in mind Marvin Vettori went to a split decision loss to Adesanya. And he also went to a draw with one of the OVs. So I'm digging on him. Well, he's easy on the eyes too. But I think it's gonna be. You know what? I think it's gonna be an interesting fight. Marvin has 2 KOs. I saw 3, 8 subs, 4 subs, 2 decisions, 6 decisions. Marvin Vettori with the second round submission for me, please.
Okay, Vettori. Second round, sorry. One more submission. All right, so DJ Tony, spotlight fight of the night. I don't know. I was just trying to roll with it. You had to call me out anyways. So DJ Tony and my spotlight fights of the night are on the Bellator card, so we will go ahead and roll on to that right now. DJ Tony, cue the music.
Don't cue the music.
To the women's featherweight division we go. Julia Budd versus Olga Rubin. I don't know anything about Olga, ladies and gentlemen, but I did think it was important to give Julia Budd her due daps on this one. So let's go ahead and throw to it and give you guys the records here. Julia Budd, of course, the champion at 12-2 from hailing from the homeland of Canada against Olga Rubin, 6-0. I mean, maybe we're feeding the lamb to the lion here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go ahead and give you the odds, Pammy, before we throw to you. Julia Budd at a -335 and Olga Rubin at a +275. Pammy, what you got going on here in the main event of Bellator 224?
Hey, did y'all see Jurassic Park when they took that little goat and they fed it to the T-Rex? Julia Budd, second round TKO.
We did that bid. We did that. Remember with when Leslie Smith, we stole that from Fighter and a Kid when Leslie Smith fought Cyborg. We did that bid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did do that bid. But that's okay. It's good to be reconditioned. It was still funny. I still laughed, didn't I?
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
It's not funny now that I know. It was like...
Well, Tony has to ruin everybody's. All right, DJ Tony, see you. What you got going on here in the main event, brother?
One thing you guys don't know about Olga Rubin, guys, her nickname
is
Big Bad Olga Rubin. So she's not, like, seriously, she's not a bad fighter. And I think we've given way too much credit. I like Julia Budd, and I like her husband. But Julia Budd, guys, we're forgetting this because I was on the Julia bandwagon train before she even got close to sniffing a title, because she was, of course, in Strikeforce. Good kickboxer, but just a flawed game all across. I like the Jewel. The one thing about the Jewel is she is, guys, a kickboxer first and foremost. That's what she does. So to bring her into the MMA game, and listen, we're not taking the losses against Amanda Nunes or Ronda Rousey, right? And keep in mind, she did beat a young, and I mean when Jermaine Durandamy was 46, she did beat a young Jermaine Durandamy. I got nothing, really? But and keep in mind, she did beat a very aging Marlus Kunin, because Marlus Kunin is a really good fighter, guys. The problem is she's going up against – exactly. And I do think somehow, some way that this fight is supposed to be an easy fight for Julia Budd in Rick Chow's toolbox, who's a matchmaker for Bellator. Problem is she's going to lose, dude. So I'm not joking.
Okay.
So she's going to lose. Bellator has a knack of putting unknown fighters into places where they shouldn't be. Olga Rubin will defeat – Julia Budd, and I think she's going to defeat her in you know what? I'm going to say she's going to defeat her via ground and pound. How about that?
GMP, yeah. Do you want to give us a round at all?
Yeah, let's go third round.
Okay.
Ground and pound.
Third round TKO
way.
By ground and pound. Got it. Okay. All right. I think as much as you want to tout the Israeli fighter, and I'm sure she's hard as nails, I don't have any reason to bet against Julia Budd right now. Like you said, you know, the two losses were to two of probably top fighters in the division in probably this generation of fighters. So I can't hold that against her, and she's looked great defending this title. So I'm going to take Julia Budd. I'm going to take her by decision. However, though, I do think that this Olga Rubin, what did you call her? The Big Bad Rubin or something like that?
Big Bad Rubin.
There you go.
Like a Rubin.
I'll
you know
take
what?
That with the side. Right. Yeah, I'll take that with
exactly
the side of Coke Club,
side of... Good. We all thought of that joke all at the same time. Thank you very much for anti-Semitism. Right, guys? No, I'm just joking. Marco, why don't you go ahead and give us your thoughts on this fight, brother. What do you got in the main event?
Man, the neo-Nazis will be proud of you, man.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Julia Budd has only lost to Ronda Rousey, who was the trailblazing freaking best 135er of all time until she met Amanda Nunes, who is the greatest freaking female fighter ever. Nobody
all
else
time,
had beat
yeah.
her. Yeah, nobody else had beat Julia Budd. I mean, she beat the former featherweight champion, Jermaine Durandamy. Julia Budd is really freaking good. And it took two of the best fighters ever to have the losses on her record, otherwise she'll be undefeated. I don't even know who the fuck this Olga, whatever, who the fuck this name is. Olga. Doesn't matter. She's going to get destroyed.
She looks like a man.
She's going to get a school. It's going to be a striking clinic, and Julia Bond is going to retake her title. I'm going to give this Elga Chi, because I don't really know who she is, the benefit of the doubt. I guess she's tough, because her toughness is going to go against her. She's going to just get pounded for five rounds on a straight 50-45 unanimous decision for Julia Bond.
All right.
Don't be scared, homie.
50-45,
got it. Hey, did Tony ever get your spotlight fight of the night?
No, we're about to do our spotlight fight of the night right now. Marco, why don't you go ahead and throw it to our spotlight fight of the night?
I already gave it to you.
I said, why don't you go ahead and throw to our, because DJ Tony and my spotlight fight of the night are on this card.
Oh,
come on, keep up with the show, Marco. Goodness gracious.
I was confused for a minute.
We're going to do the spoiler fight of the night for the Bellator card that is on DAZN, Paramount, and whatever the hell you cannot find it because they never give it to you at the right time and they don't give you the main event. So go ahead, Claudius. Give me your spoiler fight of the night.
Cue that music, DJ Tony. See, you're right on it, DJ Tony. All right, I'm going to go first on this one because we know where you're going. I'll give you time to cue the music. I'm going Rafael Carvalho versus Shindy Njikawani. I like Njikawani very much. I think he's a very talented fighter, but I'm going to take Carvalho on this one. Carvalho, I just think that he's got more tools. I know Njikawani is, you know, very tricky on the feet, but I think Carvalho is going to be able to get to that chin. I'm going to go ahead and go second round TKO DJ Tony. What do you got going on in your spotlight fight of the night, brother?
Well, there will definitely be no cueing of the music, as Pam likes to joke around about this one. But, you know, there's a Bay Area jewel, and her name is Leslie Smith. She was out of commission for quite some time, and it's a travesty. She's now with Bellator. Thank God for Scott Coker. So my spotlight fight will be Leslie Smith, former, of course, UFC gatekeeper. She will go up against Sinead Kavanaugh. That's a good fight, guys. That's going to be a nice boxing match, reminiscent of Leslie Smith versus Irene Aldana. So Leslie Smith via hard-fought decision over Sinead Kavanaugh.
All right.
But I got a question.
Swipe right, Leslie Smith.
Is Leslie Smith going to try to unionize the people at the fighters at Bellator?
You already used this joke, brother. You already used this joke two shows ago.
It's not even a joke. I'm being serious. Is he going to try to unionize the Bellator fighters? Because it will only be
there. Is there any point?
Not really.
Honestly?
No, not really.
Let's move on. Marco.
Yes,
MMA sir. Rewind, please.
Oh, rewind.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into rewinding, let's go ahead and give you guys the results from last week. I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't know why you guys keep making me win, but you always just keep making me win.
Oh, my God.
So let's go through it one by one. Marco chose John Jones. You get a point for that. Pammy, you took Santos.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about your luck. DJ Tony, you took Jones as well. And Proteus happened to also take Jones and take him by decision. Ba-doom boom. Let's move on to the next fight. Pammy, you knocked this one out of the park. Pammy, you got Nunes by first round TKO KO. We gave you 3 points for that one. Excellent work.
Yeah.
DJ Tony, you took... He took home by decision. Proteus also took home. Doesn't matter. You're right. Marco, you took
Hold
Nunes
on. Wait
well.
A second, Proteus. I'm sorry to interrupt. Guys, rewind the tape. Did I or did I not say, and yes, I was hedging, did I or did I not say in real life Nunes is going to knock her out in the second round? In my fantasy pick, Holmes going
to
win via decision. So I actually had it right.
No, you didn't, because you took home by. Do you want me to send you a picture?
Don't. Alternative facts here, revisionist history. You do home by decision, buddy.
Yeah, okay. I did.
I have Nunes down, and then I crossed it out because you went home. So don't start with this. Probably just takes good notes.
<Shut away. laughs>
Thank you, DJ Tony. I also took home. That was obviously incorrect because obviously Nunes, Holly Holm. But we'll get into that. Marco, of course, you took Nunes as well, but you took her by decision, so you get 1 point for that. DJ Tony, let's move on to the next fight. DJ Tony, you took Masvidal. You get a point for that. You had second round TKO, not so much. Proteus also took Masvidal by first round TKO, so I get that as well because it's TKO KO. That's right. Marco, you took Askren. Good luck on that one. Pam, you took Masvidal, but you also took him by second round TKO, so 1 point there. Y'all took Rockhold, and I took Blachowicz, and I also got second round TKO.
You're going to be hearing a lot of, let's bang, bro.
That's right. And you know what? Even if I put in your spotlight fights of the night, Pammy and Marco, you still didn't win. Let's move on, DJ Tony.
But I did win my spotlight fight.
Yeah, you did.
Kiss your mother with that,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something real quick. Sam did a parlay. She won 300.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
go somewhere else with that one. I apologize.
Oh, no, she won like 300 and some dollars off of the Luke Rockhold and Masvidal with her parlay. Isn't that cool?
That's perfect. Yeah, is that why she was wearing the sunglasses on the way home, sweetheart?
Oh, no. She was so, that girl was through.
Extra $300,
right? At the airport at like midnight.
Big John.
Yes. And I was like, oh, my God. So I'm trying to be, like, cool, you know. And finally I just went up and said, Mr. McCarthy. I said, can I take a picture with you? He said, oh, hell yeah, absolutely. And so we stand up, and he's about 10 feet taller than me. And his wife says, well, do you want me to take it for you? And I told her, I said, well, I have this method to my madness. I said, I have to look up. I said, because if I look straight at you, I said, I look super Asian and I have no eyes. So he actually squatted down so he could be like, you know, closer to me. But what a nice guy. Everybody that I met this week was super nice and super freaking tall.
Well, yeah, you did run into a few tall people this weekend. But all right, let's shift gears a bit, ladies and gentlemen, and get into this rewind, as Marco said.
Before we do the rewind, so who think you didn't meet Stefan Struve?
What happened?
Stupid!
It's a good thing you didn't meet Stefan the Sky.
Oh, I know. Well, shoot, you know who I ran into? Johnny Walker. That dude is 6'6".
I was just going to say, Johnny, when you met Johnny Walker, yeah, that's enough. I mean, 6'6".
Oh, he's 6'6".
It didn't matter. All right, let's get into it, guys, because we're running out of time. And DJ Tony wants us to move on. Exactly. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let's recap the main event, of course, of a UFC 239, which was John Jones versus Thiago Santos. And Marco, I think I'm going to start with you because you and I both kind of had the same kind of breakdown of this fight. And so let's go ahead and throw to you. And what did you think of this fight, man? Because it seemed to go the way we thought it was going to go until Santos blew out his whole fucking shit. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's start by saying that I scored for John. I give John the second set of four, but I would not have been surprised if this fight went the other way around. It was so super close. Santos got half 4 days. But it's like the thing about John Jones is he played down to his opposition. I mean, everybody talk about the OSP fight and
sure.
maybe the Anthony Smith fight. Because he shows up for the fight that he has to show up. And 7 months ago, he destroyed Gustafsson. And everybody was like, in awe of how good John Jones looked 7 months ago. You know? And even on the Anthony Smith fight, he didn't finish Anthony Smith because Anthony Smith is super tough. But he looked pretty fucking good, too. On this one, he was like bored or like he didn't want to engage. He won the fight. But the more damaging blows were by a guy that literally tore his ACL, PCL, meniscus, an elephant else with CL on his knee. He's probably going to be out for a year now on rehab on Thiago Santos. And kudos to Thiago Santos for fighting with a knee that is worse shit right now. He might not even be the safe fighter anymore the way he tore his knee up. And actually, we also dodged a bullet because if Santos would have won the fight, he would have been able to freaking defend it for a year or more, man. It's just the reality of it. Either they would have to do an interim championship or he would have to back it because he really tore his whole... His knee is garbage right now. It's basically what's going to happen with all the reconstruction that they're going to have to do on it. But the guy is so super tough, he fought on one leg and he almost won the fight. John Jones is still a super smart fighter. He was very defensive and he won the fight, fair and square. But he let it be too close for comfort. And hopefully they give him a fight next time that he's going to show up and he's going to show us how great he is. I mean, you cannot harp on the fact that he, technically speaking, the guy is flawless. Defensively speaking, he got touched, but he didn't get rocked. He never got in trouble. And the thing that frustrated me about the fight is he was playing with his foot knowing that Thiago Santos was freaking on one leg, man. And he is still almost letting it slip out of his fingers. So probably lesson learned, and hopefully we don't see something like this again, but who knows with John Jones, man.
Yeah. Pammy, let's throw you, because you were there live in the building, and we're swiftly running out of time, so we're probably going to have to do lightning round for the other two fights on this card. Like, we'll get to the co-main event, but I think we're going to have to do lightning round for the last two fights. So, Pammy, what were your thoughts? Since, again, you were in the building, and we saw on TV that the crowd wasn't super into it. What were you feeling?
Well, this is what I think, and if you look at it, I mean, think about the OSP fight. This is, I think, one of the times that he's fought clean. And,
Rims didn't come up, did they?
Mm-mm. So I wonder, you know, whatever. He won. But, man, Thiago Santos, man, what heart. I mean, what heart. It was
either one.
Crazy,
I mean,
crazy,
whichever
crazy.
One you want.
Yeah, Thiago. And you know what? He's a former paratrooper, so hoo-wa. That's what
hoo-wah.
I got to say. Yep.
Cool.
Not okay, DJ Tony, let's throw to you quickly on this one. Again, we all said hoo-ah. We're down. Hoo-ah. One more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Okay, hoo-ah.
Good job, Marco. DJ Tony, what do you got going on here?
Hoo-ah.
Brother? What were your thoughts? There it is.
You know what? I wish you got to listen to me a little bit more because I did say that John Jones is a front runner, right? When he's engaged, he actually looks like he wants to fight. When he's not engaged, he'll just coast. You know what? Realistically speaking, guys, like Marco said, he was fighting smart. He's just not into getting his. I think he wants to stay perfect and not lose, and I think he fights that way. But, listen, the better fighter won, guys. Say what you want to say. A lot of heart for Santos. The better fighter won.
I have a few things to say because I knew this is where the conversation was going to go. Listen, we've had this conversation many times about other champions. GSP for one, Jose Aldo for two, Anderson Silva for three. When people get to this kind of level, yes, they fight certain kinds of fights. They want to keep that fucking money coming in. We know that the pay isn't good if you're not the champion. Secondly, I have to say, I thought if Thiago Santos did not blow his whole shit out, Marco, I think he wins this fight. I think he continues to fucking beat the skinny legs of John Jones up and just beat those legs up. He would, yeah, if he didn't blow out his knee in the first round, Marco, I think he goes to town on John Jones' legs and gets to his chin by the fourth and knocks that crazy fool out. I mean, yeah. John Jones was able to keep Thiago Santos off of him because he had a catastrophic injury. And thank God Thiago Santos is as tough as he is because he made that thing last more rounds than it needed to. John, I think John Jones is nearing the end of his greatness, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to announce it right now. I think that two fights ago, as I said last week's show, I said Thiago Santos seems to have the answer for John Jones. And other than him blowing out his knee, And not only did he blow out his knee, Marco, like you said, he blew out the muscles and all of the tendons around his knee.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't do that in the first round, but maybe he, because, yeah, maybe because he went the whole other four rounds with one fucking leg, that's why his injury is so great. Kudos to Thiago Santos. Kudos to John Jones. That PR game was strong at the post-fight press conference. Let's move right along, though, because we need to get another fight in. I know Pamela has a lot to say about her fellow countrymen, who not only did she defend one of her two titles, but she almost also got a performance of the night bonus in the women's bantamweight division. Pammy, as I said earlier on, you know, I thought that Holly Holm was going to Holly Holm Amanda Nunes, but Amanda Nunes Holly Holmed Holly Holm. What you got?
You know what? Amanda is, you know, like I've told you guys before, she just keeps getting better and better and better. And you know who keeps getting saltier and saltier and saltier? Alpha Kat Zingano. Nope. Kat Zingano. I mean, throw in shade. And you know what? Amanda, I mean, she's, there's no stopping her. She's unstoppable right now. And bless her heart, I was so happy when she won. You know me. I've been an Amanda fan since forever. And, you know, good or bad, indifferent, whatever.
What you got?
And maybe now Dana will start marketing her the way she needs to be marketed. You know what I'm
Doubt
saying?
It.
Thank you, dummies.
Did you see that picture of her in the shower with the two belts? Did you see that?
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean,
cool.
Her girlfriend's got that promotion game down pat.
Right? Right?
Yeah, I'm telling you what. I'm telling you what. Okay, DJ Tony, you heard the news here. Exactly. Amanda Nunes, you know, goes out there and Holly Holm, and, you know, Pam brought it up. I mean, we got a two-time champ here. We got a two-division champ. We got Amanda Nunes
killer.
Knocking out, yeah, maybe the greatest fighter of all time in a weight division above the bantamweight division, the mythical 145-pound division. What do you got, DJ Tony? Were you impressed here or what?
I think you have to be impressed after a certain amount of time. Even, I think, all the naysayers, doubters. Listen, I don't think – I hate when people throw the greatest of all time because it's thrown after every single week, after every single card. Someone is now the greatest of all time. That talk always gets thrown around. But realistically, Amanda Nunes has beaten everyone put in her path since she's been on this run. You got to give it up to her.
Okay, Marco, so – you heard what DJ Tony had to say there, and I think that maybe we have to take Amanda Nunes in a different light here because, yes, there is the greatest of all time coming out every week, but I think Amanda Nunes has kind of gotten to the point where we can kind of call her at this particular point in time in this generation of fighter, DJ Tony. I think we can go and brand it like that because I think the next generation of fighter is going to be much better. So in this generation, you know, from Ronda Rousey to now, I think she's the greatest fighter of all time, women's fighter of all time. Marco?
So look, it's undeniable. Jorge Mato, Julia Bott, the actual Bellator featherweight champion, Jermaine de Randamie, former featherweight champion, Chris Cyborg, that for the longest time was considered the most freaking fearsome women featherweight champion ever. And, you know, and everybody's freaking booked she was the greatest, and she destroyed her in 58 seconds. Ronda Rousey, speaking of Holly Holm, Misha Tate. Mind you, the last four fights against Rousey, Holm, Tate, and Cyborg, all in the first round. All finishes in the first round. The girl is getting better.
That's
got
to count for something.
Yeah, as we speak. And if Kat Zingano have a rematch with Amanda Nunes right now, Kat Zingano will get destroyed. You know, I mean, kudos to her for beating her like all those years ago. But it's a completely different fighter right now.
I think that what we have to take into account, Marco, is how surprised Holly Holm was to be kicked in the face in the first round. The look on her face when she got kicked in the head was like, oh, shit, where did that come from? I was not expecting that. So kudos to Amanda Nunes.
Yeah, how surprised was Chris Cyborg when she got knocked down? How surprised
exactly.
was Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
How surprised was Misha Tate when she got her face all broken? Yeah, exactly.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. She seems to be a chameleon and just do whatever she needs to do to get the win against very talented fighters. Okay, guys, let's move on to the next, to the lightning round we go, DJ Tony, to the next two performances of the night. And I'm just going to call these two wins right now the most satisfying wins on the card for me in particular. There is nothing better. I'll go first. There's nothing better than seeing two people who run their mouths get absolutely annihilated. So Jorge Masvidal goes ahead and gets himself a three-piece and a soda, and then gets the fastest KO in the UFC. Kudos to him. Great win. He needs to be in a title shot. I said that in the previous show. Dana White, don't stall. Get him into an interim fight. I don't care. Usman's injured. Go fuck himself. There needs to be an interim title here, because if you threw interim titles in any other division, you need to throw one in right now, because Jorge Masvidal is on fire. Pammy, go. Lightning round.
Oh, my God. I feel bad for people who blink, because that was freaking insane. In-fucking-sane. Insane.
Marco?
And,
Marco,
oh, my
lightning
God, I
round.
Can't even...
Straight Jesus, Jorge Masvidal. He became a superstar this weekend, dude. And he wasn't a three-piece and a sword. It was a whole MGM book fair.
Nice one. DJ Tony, lightning round. Jorge Masvidal, Ben Askren.
I'm giving my lightning round to Pam because she was there, so I'm curious to see what the reaction was there.
Yes, please. Pammy,
well,
give us the reaction.
Everybody was good. It was, like, quiet. And then, oh, you know, because everybody's like, what the fuck? What? And then it was like reality. Like,
how long did the energy take to calm down in the arena? Because I've been there before when big things happen.
It stayed crazy after. I mean, everybody talked about it afterwards.
Yeah.
And you're out, you know, at the bars or at the clubs, and people were still talking about it. It was just crazy. You're on Twitter, and everybody's still talking about it.
Okay. This is how good this is.
And then Amanda, right after that, too. I mean, you guys had a great night of live entertainment.
This is how good.
We had a good time.
How good this thing was.
Marco?
It's how good the scene was. You know, the fight lasted only 5 seconds. But, you know, usually you don't get these highlights on ESPN because of the pay-per-view. They don't allow it for the licensing. They show it all night on ESPN, and then it made the Thunder one top of the top 10 that night. They showed the whole 5 seconds. And Dan Lavater was talking about him. Everyone was talking about that freaking flying knee for like 3 days straight on ESPN.
Yeah, if they don't cash in on Jorge Masvidal right now, that's promotional malpractice. All right, let's move on, DJ Tony, to you. Jan Blachowicz, Yanni from the Block, goes ahead and knocks out Luke Hockhold in the second round. What you got here, DJ Tony, because I was very pleased with this as well.
I got to be honest, this was definitely not a yawner.
Really?
Wow,
wow. Okay. Oh,
wow.
Man. All right. You know what? A quick spotlight, up-down report. Up to Jan Blachowicz. Boy, Luke Rockhold, maybe it is time to retire because, boy, he didn't look good again.
No. I mean, he's drinking out of straw for 6 weeks. So, Marco, what you got?
Nice.
Second time they Rockhold break his jaw. You got to protect the moneymaker.
Yep.
Ralph Lauren, that's
well, he didn't break it. Somebody else broke it, Marco.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren doesn't want you to be your face all busted up, but
Jan
Blachowicz surprised the shit on me. I mean, wow. Rockhold, he probably needs to freaking retire. He's been knocked out 3 times in a row since he lost to Bisping.
Yeah. Bisping owns his soul. He does. Pammy, what you got? Yanni Block.
I was kind of bummed out because I wanted Rockhold to, okay, you know what, you need this win, make your comeback, because I do like him. Not because he's, you know, the, you know, model guy, whatever. I actually do like him. I think, you know, he's, I was going to say he used to be. I mean, it was really great.
He's a real guy.
And I was just kind of bummed out that he lost. And I'm just wondering, too, if that staph infection that he had, I mean, if that didn't just freaking, like, just zap him and, he's just not the same. You know, who knows? Because he had tape on his shin and then tape over the tape that was on his shin. You know, so was that thing acting up again? You don't know.
Who cares?
Maybe it is time for him to call it quits, him and Holly. I think both of them took an up-down.
Oh, good one, Pam. Listen, I think you guys are right. I think both Holly and Luke Hockhold have careers elsewhere. I think both of them should take advantage of being very good looking and in shape. I was not surprised, as I said earlier on, at the top of this segment, that Yanni from the block got that win. I think that when somebody's in your face talking the way that Luke Hockhold was, you want to knock that fucking guy right out, and he did. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for the expletives. Let's move along and close this show out, Pammy. If you've got a guilty pleasure of the week, or if you want to give us any more information about the Junkie Gathering or your trip to Vegas, please do it now.
Well, I experienced my first
earthquake.
Because
you and Kendra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She is so freaking nice. Oh, my God. What? Right. Oh, my God. I can't even. If there was a nice times 100, I love her. And I experienced my first earthquake, and oh, my God, I met Brian Ortega. Oh, my God. That's my unicorn, Brian Ortega. I didn't get to see the Diaz brothers. I mean, they were too busy fighting on the floor, but I missed my semi-annual Nate meetup. But all in all, we had a blast, and we're getting ready for December already.
Pammy, DJ Tony has donated his time to you, so keep going if you want to keep going and tell us a little bit more about Vegas trip.
So I was at I thought I had lost my wallet. And I had gone to the comedy show with Gigi and Goz. And so we're sitting there, and I'm texting Paul because I'm like, man, I can't find my wallet. No. And I'm freaking out because I can't find my wallet. And all of a sudden, I start feeling like dizzy and lightheaded, and I'm moving, and I'm thinking I'm having a panic attack. And I grabbed onto George, and I said, and I saw he was kind of moving too. I said, are we moving? He's like, yeah, man, we're moving. I said, well, shit, should we be in here? He's like, I don't know. So we sat there, and then all of a sudden it felt like those vibrating chairs, you know? And the floor just started shaking, and the chandelier started shaking, and then the stuff that was above us, like some kind of wall-hanging stuff, started, like,
stucco,
shaking around. And I told him, I said, should we be inside? I said, do we need to go outside? And he said, well, truthfully, I think we might be safer inside than outside. And then it stopped. You know, so then it stopped, and we went up. And then I found my wallet. It was in the room. And so we went upstairs to the comedy show. And then all of a sudden, like about 30 minutes into it, you start swaying again. And I'm like, holy shit. I said, are we moving again? He said, yeah, it was the aftershock. And then that night, I go to bed, and there's water dripping from my ceiling. The people above us, I guess, had gotten drunk and let the hot tub float over. So I was getting water dripped on my bed. So we had to... I moved to near the room at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, all in all, it was a good event.
Welcome to Vegas,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. Don't take too many edibles. Leave your hot tub on.
Oh, and I did.
That's what the lesson is from that one.
I did make a stop at a place, and I need to go back in December. So you all need to plan, put in your permission slips for a field trip, because we're going.
Like I said, if we can all put in a GoFundMe for me, I'd be well and willing to go down there to Vegas for one
night.
Have you
ever been?
I mean, that's... No, why would I want to go to Vegas?
I want to know. Well, you know,
you're missing out.
That was her first time, and she's hooked now, so we need to go. Will send you pictures.
I grew up in a nightclub. I don't care about any of that shit.
Well,
like,
start there.
You know what's funny?
I don't mean to cut you off, but let me tell you something. It's just really funny because it made me think of Marco when he said he couldn't see. They had a blind convention there, so you saw these drunk blind people walking around with their sticks.
Oh,
so if they
God.
Can do it,
that must have been hilarious. Did you get some video of that?
It was funny. I mean, not to be mean or make light of, but it was kind of funny because they had a policeman was guiding this poor guy because he was drunk with his stick.
Yeah.
So, Marco, if they can do it, more power to you.
Yeah, whatever. I don't need a stick yet.
We'll get you a dog or something.
All right, Marco.
I'll bring Leo.
Wow. I mean, the worst guide dog in the world, Leo.
Right?
You son of a bitch.
All right, Marco, I think that we've chatted enough on this show. Why don't you go ahead and get us out of here? You got a guilty pleasure or something this week? I know Stranger Things was on this week, right?
No, my guilty pleasure was the Contender Series last night. They have five contracts with the fans who are super entertaining. If you got the chance, go to ESPN Plus and check lights out because they were really, really, really good. Follow Tony, follow me, Amaldo Marco, follow producer Arturo, follow Panam Pandora Box, follow the show and other MMA cast. Put up reviews, Knuckleheads, we're on Google Play, iTunes, you name it, a blog talk radio. Freaking 365 this weekend, one in Bellator and one in ESPN Plus. So, we're going to let you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
And just like that, Pammy.
Out of here.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.